There's some news stories today that will make you say, I'm done. I can't with the world anymore. And it all started last night. I saw there's a football game going on and the band was in the stands. You know, the band that plays the music during the football game. And they all had little cuts in their mask so they could put their horns in their mask.
You do realize, like, why have a mask then, right? I mean, that, oh my God, that is so stupid.
I just thought to myself, we are living in the dumbest age ever.
You know, how about this? You don't need a band at a football game. It's okay to have a football game without a band during a pandemic.
A football game without fans. Just to the football game.
Right.
I mean, I can imagine somebody, because everybody in the band had the slit in the mask. So somebody had to say, how are we going to blow in our flute? I got an idea. Let's just cut a hole.
Oh, my God.
So we're all going to look back in 20 years and say we were so dumb.
Yeah.
So I found four more stories that will make you say the same thing.
Okay.
Jamie Lynn Spears is now getting messages threatening her children after being unfollowed by Britney.
Oh, the Britney fans, like the real serious Britney stans. They don't even have a name. Like,
they're,
you know, how
threatening her children.
That's fucked up.
Because Britney unfollowed her sister.
Yeah, that's a mess.
So her fans are going after Britney's fans are going after her. What kind of world do we live in?
Right. That's really bizarre. I understand that Britney, the real stans, like the ones that, remember we were showing videos of the people that were still out there like, free Britney! Who was still going, it's like, she's free now. Free Britney! No, she's free. You're good. Like, go home. Those people that are just obsessed with her are the ones that just, they have to hate who she hates. And yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, it's like the Trump love. They don't care about you. And you're going to go after her sister's children and threaten them. Just kill yourself. So that's one. There's another one. A German woman has announced she's going to marry an airplane and claims they've been dating for 6 years.
What does the airplane have to say about it?
I think it's against its will. I don't know. Maybe the airplane likes her, but she loves the airplane so much, she's going to marry it.
Is it a private plane? Is it like one of those little planes?
No, it's like a big Boeing jet.
That other people have been in. Other people have been in your husband.
Many people have been in. So, and that's not the only wacky woman in the news today that will make you say, I'm done with the world. A woman in Vegas, she loves the color pink. She's getting married to it in Vegas.
I think people have companions, but mine is actually color.
There's a bunch of people at this wedding because she's marrying the color pink.
The child said on the skateboard that I should marry the color pink, and he was being sarcastic. He's like, you like pink so much, why don't you marry it? I'm like, not a bad idea. And then I, like, 2 years ago.
Wait, so you're going to listen to children on skateboards? Like, that's who rules your life? I got to make a decision. I'm not sure what to do. Should I buy a house or should I rent something? Child on a skateboard. What should I do? Oh, my God. This is bananas. There's a lot of mental illness out there. That's the problem isn't that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. The problem is that there's a lot of mental illness out there and nobody does anything about it. No, forget it. There's a lot of mental illness out there that gets celebrated.
Show up at the wedding.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Instead of her friend sitting her down saying, sweetie, we're going to find you a nice doctor. We're going to find you, not to date, to help you. You need a therapist. Like, this is not healthy. Like, we may have to commit you. Instead, they're like, great. Who's the maid of honor? Me or your sister? Like, people have to stop enabling somebody who wants to marry an airplane or marry the color pink.
Okay, being a psychologist, now, if somebody wants to marry the color pink, should you just let them? If it's not hurting anybody or marrying an airplane, I mean, if it's not hurting anybody.
It is. It's hurting the person that wants to do the marrying. Now, I would argue that they are the ones that are going to be the most hurt by it because of the untreated mental illness.
Yeah, what happens when the color pink breaks up with her?
Well, no, what happens if she walks in? No, someone else is walking down the street wearing the color pink. What does she do? Fight them? You know what I mean?
Or the color pink calls her fat.
When people don't help people like that, then they end up, their lives get worse, not better. And then, you know, here's the worst thing about it. Like a lot of women that do that, there's a lot of research on this. A lot of women that do that, in case you're wondering why, they have gone down the path of dating the wrong men because they make terrible choices.
Right.
Instead of going to therapy and learning how to make better choices, or instead of learning why they make bad choices, they just say, they throw their hands up, they go, fuck it, I'm marrying a dog. And someone's like, yeah, you should. Okay, get me a poodle. Do you know what I mean? And then they end up, it's a way to avoid intimacy. It's a way to avoid being hurt and a way to avoid complications, because the color pink is never going to hurt you. An airplane, as long as it doesn't fall from the sky, is not going to hurt you. And
the dog, you know, won't hurt you.
Yeah, we've had this before. We've done these stories before where somebody marries an inanimate object or something bizarre.
Right. But there's two stories in today's news.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's getting worse.
No, because we enable and we celebrate mental illness. I mean, okay, I don't like to get political, as you know, but I saw something yesterday on Twitter that I thought was fucking hilarious. So, you know, as you know, it is the anniversary here in America. I know this podcast is listened to all over the world. Here in America, it is the eve of, tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. That is when a bunch of crazy conservatives, all Republicans, Trump supporters, stormed the Capitol. People ended up getting killed. It was at least two deaths, I think. I think there might have been a lot of people hurt. And, you know, and now they're all being indicted. And there's tons of them. The FBI is after each and every one of them because they brought guns. Everything they did was completely illegal and bananas. Right after that happened, no, before, as it was happening, all the news reporters were there. And they were filming all the barriers being breached and this group of people storming the Capitol. Okay. So we see them doing it. And then the reporters turned around to the Trump supporters and said, what do you think of this? And they said, oh, we're taking back our country. I'm really proud. Like, this is a proud moment. I feel like a patriot. This is the kind of thing that happened in 1776. So we took our country and we took a stand, and, you know, and this is what being Republican is all about. This is what Trump supporters are all about. And they're very proud of what they did. Cut to a year later, when all these people are being indicted. It's all criminal. There's a couple of murders, one murder that happened, and then one woman was trampled. And CNN does this story the other day where they're interviewing all these Trump supporters and asking them, you know, a year later, what do you think? Every single one of them said, oh no, those were actors. Those weren't Republicans. That didn't really happen. Or that was, the whole thing was doctored. Or no, those weren't Republicans. Republicans are very peaceful people. Those were Democrats who were dressed as Republicans and said they were Republicans. And even the people that were interviewed that day were also actors. The crazy goes so deep. And instead of saying, listen, people, you have mental illness and we shouldn't be putting these people on television and having them speak, because it's sad. It's sad to watch, because my parents are Republicans and they're normal people, and they're, most normal Republicans are very anti what happened a year ago on January 6th. We live in a time right now that we are giving voice and giving a platform to the sickest people. I don't mean sick like, yo, you're sick. I mean like mental illness sick, like people that truly need help. And it's ruining not just the country and the whole narrative of America, but it's also ruining the Republican Party, because my parents are just normal Republicans. They're not batshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're not some of the people that you keep hearing about. They're just people who are conservative and fiscally conservative. And, you know, my mom's in theater. She loves the gays. Like, you know what I mean? She doesn't have any socially. They're liberal.
NBC News talked to Jenna Ryan 5 days before she went to prison for what she did during the Capitol riot. Now, this is the Capitol riot Barbie girl.
This is that beautician, yeah. Uh-huh.
No, she's a realtor. So,
oh, realtor. Oh, the realtor. Because there were two. There was that other blonde woman who was a beautician.
Yes.
This one's the realtor. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I love this.
In an interview with NBC's Cynthia McFadden last January, Ryan called herself a martyr.
I am being persecuted here.
She pushed her claim even further in our December interview, comparing herself to victims of genocide.
They are calling me entitled. They're making fun of my skin color. They're calling me an insurrection Barbie. They don't see me as a human. And so that is the epitome of a scapegoat, just like they did that to the Jews in Germany. Do you compare what's happening
no,
to the
that's
Holocaust?
Not what happened.
You know what's
in
so
Germany.
Sad? That I'm afraid to answer your question because I will be attacked for saying that. I mean, people say that that is what it's like. They're like, we feel like that's happening.
MSNBC or NBC, whoever that was, they keep giving her a platform. They keep putting her up there. Just ignore her. Turn your back. You know, okay, if you've ever been to a red carpet where there's a lot of celebrities, when there's a celebrity that is hated, whether they're rude to paparazzi, whether they're just somebody that is like Gwyneth Paltrow, who's just known as being an asshole to everybody around them, I've been on many red carpets covering it for various radio stations, and I've seen this. Here's what the photographers do. The person they hate walks down the red carpet, they put their cameras down and they turn their back. It's so cold. Like, I mean, literally, like celebrities that you're like, oh, here comes Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, she's getting, they literally turn, they put their cameras down and they turn around. They give her the back to let her know that she is not welcome, that the media and the paparazzi, no one's going to give her publicity. We are going to ignore you because we do not agree with the things you say and do. And that's the problem, is that the media, the news, as you just played us, are the people that should be doing that even more. Like, do the equivalent of turning your back and putting your camera away. Don't put your camera on these people. Like, that's for your ratings. And you're sending a really bad message. Right, exactly. Stop being so selfish.
That's all about ratings. So you're never going to stop that. It's only going to get worse. And last batshit story of the day. Steph Maddow is in the hospital now.
Who's Steph Maddow?
Steph Maddow is the girl from 90 Day Fiancé. She's batshit crazy. She's been selling her farts online.
Oh, her. Oh, right. I didn't realize that was a 90 Day Fiancé person.
And when you watch the 90 Day Fiancé with her in it, she's batshit crazy. But she has been selling her farts. She farts in a jar and then she, you know, sends it to you. She's made $200,000 already from her fart jars. But she's been farting so much, she has now had a heart attack. And she's in the hospital.
You can fart yourself into a heart attack?
That's what we're learning. She was farting so much because she loves this money so much that her heart started to have a heart attack and she went to the hospital.
Holy shit. What was she like, eating beans and eating? Was she eating all kinds of stuff
all
to make you fart?
All kinds of things to fart.
Wow.
Yeah. Ugh. So you can buy the fart, but now she's going to be selling NFTs instead of the actual fart because her heart can't take it.
That's really sad. And you know what? When you fart in a jar, it doesn't continue to smell. You can just sell the jar and sign it. Nobody knows if you actually farted in it.
She says the fart will smell forever. So, I guess she has really... What is wrong with people?
We're trying to figure out a way that she can continue to do this.
I mean, should I feel bad for her because she's farting in a jar, or do I feel worse for the guy that's buying the fart?
Yeah, that's true.
And when there's so many questions I have. I mean, I can almost see buying a pair of panties, maybe. That's still weird. But buying a fart in a jar from a girl that's just a nightmare anyway?
Right. So that's the question. Like, who's worse? The person who's doing the farting or the person who's buying the fart?
I don't want to live next to the guy that's buying the fart. I think I would rather live next to the girl doing the fart than the guy that's buying the fart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the guy that's buying the fart, he's not all there. She's making money off that idiot.
What else does he collect, though? That's what I want to know. Like, if you collect farts in a jar, what else do you collect?
She said she was overdoing it. That's why she had a heart attack. If you want to make, how much was she making per jar, you ask?
$1,000. $1,000 a jar?
Yeah. She was squeezing out 50 jars worth of farts a week. She was self-proclaimed fartpreneur.
Farpreneur.
Farpreneur. She opted for a fiber high diet, living off beans and eggs. Later, she added protein shakes to the mix after discovering it made the fart smell worse.
But that's healthy stuff. Beans are good for you. Eggs are maybe too many eggs.
Yeah, for the heart, not so well. So right, 1,000. Right. Okay. I'm living next to her before I'm living next to the guy that paid $1,000 for a jar of farts to be sent to his house.
That's like, you know, that Twitch star that you like, that Amaranth, whatever her name is.
Right.
That woman who's just like absolutely gorgeous with the red hair who's on Twitch. So she sells her underwear.
See, I can almost see that. But yeah. That's still really, really weird.
Wait, so she dances and plays video games. That's her whole thing. And she's always in a bikini or her underwear. So she sells her underwear. She's making a lot of money doing that. Now her new thing is that she has some subs that are willing to pay her. One guy offered her $8,000 to call him a loser and flip him off and, you know, call him all kinds of names and basically berate him. $8,000. I'd be like, yeah, I'll do it for half.
Yeah, but she's like so extremely gorgeous. She's fake. She's so
right.
You know, this girl, not so much.
Right.
So,
but people have it. But look, $200,000. Obviously, people want her farts.
$1,000. Where did you go wrong? You're still paying off freaking college loans.
Yeah, I really am.
And this girl's making $1,000 a fart, and you're just wasting them. You're just putting them out there in the ether and not making a dime from the fart.
I know. I can't even sell burps. I don't burp enough. I need something I can sell. But people have to want it. That's the thing. So she's a reality star. I need a hook. I don't have a hook.
Yeah, but you're a girl. They're a girl. They're selling panties and farts. You have college debt.